Hey-o! And down it goes, a nice big spoonful holds your nose. Just gulp it down and have a fear. How do you like it, Granny dear? Will she go pop? Will she explode? Will she go flying down the road? Will she go poof in a puff of smoke? Start fitting like a can of coke. Who knows, not I, let's wait and see. I'm glad it's neither you nor me. Tell Grandma if you only knew. Oh, Grandma if you only knew. Oh, Grandma if you only knew. What I've got in store for you.
Now George's brain really set to work. The first thing he'd need would be a saucepan.
A big saucepan.
George! George! What are you doing?
Nothing, Grandma.
You're making a lot of noise doing nothing. That's the noisiest nothing I've heard in my life, boy. Do you even think I can't hear you just because you closed the door? You're rattling the saucepan.
I'm just tidying the kitchen, Grandma.
No messing about, no hesitating, no wondering whether a particular thing would knock the old girl sideways or not. George was going to put everything he could find into this medicine.
Everything?
Whatever he saw, if it's runny or powdery or gooey, in it will go.
Right.
Nobody will ever have made a medicine like this before. If it doesn't actually cure her, then it'll cause some exciting results.
It'll be worth watching. But where do I start?
He thought hard. The bathroom.
The bathroom?
He'd start in the bathroom. There are always lots of funny things in a bathroom. So he took the saucepan with him.
Right, the medicine cupboard.
Uh-oh, came a warning voice in his head. You know you're not allowed to touch that. Remember your promise.
Promise me, George, you'll never ever touch anything in the medicine cupboard.
Yes, Mum.
Your mother's right. The medicine cupboard is no place for a boy, George.
Yes, Dad. There are things in there that could actually kill a person.
Really?
Really. So, your promise is now, George.
I promise.
I promise. I promise.
So, the medicine cupboard was out of bounds.
I want to give Grandma a pretty fiery mouthful. But I don't want a dead body on my hands.
No, the last thing George wanted was a dead body.
Okay, so what have we got on the shelves? Let's see. Here's a nice big bottle of yellow stuff.
Ghost and blow, clean and throw. Whatever would you do with a golden blood shampoo?
Oh, yes. That ought to wash her tummy nice and clean. Now then. Toothpaste. Must have some toothpaste. But which one should it be?
Whiter than white. Whiter than light. It shines bright with Fango Bite.
New Fango Bite toothpaste, now with a doubleman stripe.
Fango Bite. That's the one for Grandma. That should brighten up those horrid brown teeth of hers. And nail varnish. Let's put that in. If the toothpaste doesn't clean her teeth, then this will paint her as red as roses.
Then he suddenly remembered the shaving foam. The medicine wouldn't be right without that.
Dad, shaving foam! Yes! God, I love playing with this! Wow! Look at that mountain of white foam! Fantastic! Whee! Hey! Now, what's in this jar?
Does your skin feel dry and crumpled?
Grandma's does. She needs ironing.
Then try new Vitapore.
Vitapore?
Vitamin enriched for smoother, clearer, younger skin. You won't know yourself.
Let's hope I won't know Grandma! Hooray! In it goes.
And there was some hair remover on the top shelf. George read the label. Smear it onto your legs and allow it to remain for 5 minutes.
Oh, yes.
And Dishworth's famous dandruff cure.
That's going in for sure.
Then some